Welcome to the Beards Next Door podcast,
presented by Beard Mountain,
where we talk all things beard, hobbies, work, women, and all that other shit too, with your hosts, Tim and Corey. So zip up and get ready, perv.
Hey, what is up? We are back. Episode 14, right?
Episode 14.
14. Welcome back to the Beards Next Door podcast presented by Beard Mountain. I'm your host, Tim, here with my co-host,
Mr. Corey.
We are here with my buddy, Cy.
How's it going, everyone?
Yeah, we're going to get into what he likes to do. He's a interesting feller.
Is that Cy like C-Y or like, yeah, like the baseball player?
Yep, like Cy Young.
Hell yeah.
It's not short for anything, man. It's just fucking Cy.
Just Cy.
That's dope, gangster, man. I thought my name was cool because it was three fucking letters, but two.
Yeah.
What other names have two letters?
Ty.
But that could be short for something.
Yeah, like TIE Fighter. Tyler. His name could be TIE Fighter.
And at that point, he's probably the most badass because...
He sounds like a douchebag. Regardless, let's start off by using some shit. Cy has never used my beard oil, so we're going to indoctrinate him with some Southern Spice. And it's right. Fucking baller.
And what's in it again, Tim? I know we've talked about it before, but
orange,
I like to hear.
Lime and clove.
All right, I'm being stupid. How do I get this
over? Oh, it's you got to press down.
Don't worry. I talked about this last time. It makes me feel like an idiot every time I have to open it. Because I'm like,
just a couple drops.
I have to put this in, and every time I do it, I'm like, oh, this sucks. We really should have, like, wet naps at the table for ourselves.
No, just use the rest in your hair.
Just wet hair? I'm almost bald, bro.
Same.
Like, you should know this. I shaved my head.
Do you need a brush?
Sure.
I got a house brush here.
I got you. Yeah, I like this one. This one makes me feel like I'm going to be, like, running in the...
Ugh.
In the desert, or some shit.
The Southern Spice is the best concoction I've ever come up with.
It smells wonderful.
Does it really?
I disagree with you on the best one ever because I really...
Oh, it's a personal preference, obviously.
I never tried sawmill because I heard it and I was like, sawmill. To me, that sounds like I'm going to smell like a woody dude.
Sawmill's nice.
Yeah, that to me, I'm like, I will totally wear that one in the fall.
Sure.
It's opened up my eyes now.
Oh, man. So... we always like to reiterate on where we left off. What did we end with, Jay, last week? It was after the treasure. Oh, we were talking about Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah.
We get all sorts of crazy, man. We just need to dedicate
Jimmy Hoffa
whole episodes to shit.
He just died.
Did he really?
Yeah, let's be honest.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I was thinking, I was like, wait, did he just pass away? No, that motherfucker was murdered in the goddamn 80s, bro.
Is that when he disappeared?
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah.
Yeah,
he died in the 80s.
Fucking dead.
So, before we dive into anything, let's talk with our guest.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
Currently, I just started work at Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch out here in
Denver. Gangster.
Oh, did you really?
Gangster.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah, bro. Yeah,
I'm still training at the moment, going through restraining training and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Right. What do you do? I mean, you got some adolescents.
My mom worked out there years and years and years ago, and I've heard some shit. Like, I mean, she now works in the Western State Mental Hospital, Washington.
Oh, okay.
Like Western State Mental Hospital or something like that. I don't really know what it's called, but yeah, she works there. I don't think she does as much of crazy shit as she used to do, but I mean,
she's been...
You hear some shit and you're like, oh, I'm always impressed by people that could work in that field, because...
Well, your mom had to. She raised you.
Yeah, let's be honest.
Come on, let's be
dealing with my shit.
Yeah, for real. But yeah, okay, so you work at the Yellowstone Boys and Girls. Tell our viewers, not everyone's from Montana here, so.
Yeah, here in Billings, there's a kind of a troubled youth group home complex. They call it a ranch, but it's really different educational facilities. They have on-site housing for some people. And then I'm a part of their outreach program, so cool. I actually work with kids on the outside.
That's dope.
Yeah, hell yeah.
After school. Pretty cool.
That's sweet, man. That's cool.
You know, and that's one thing I have a lot of respect for people that can work with kids, because I love my kids, but I fucking hate kids sometimes. They could be such assholes. Yeah,
mine just...
Like, even when they're, like, not troubled, because I know in that instance there's a lot of things behind it.
No, they're,
like,
just dicks.
There's been kids that are... As kids, we're all dicks. We don't give a shit at the time.
Literally may not know.
Well, and that's a big part of it. I mean, you're still growing and learning shit. Like, but
yeah,
like I've had toddlers straight up walk up to me and say some shit like, "Oh, you look fat." I'm like, "Cool, fuck you, kid." Like, I'm gonna kick you down some stairs. Hey, I won't do that ever.
Did it burn because it was a toddler, or did it burn because it was true?
A little bit of both. Like, a little bit of both. You have a little kid walking up to you saying that it's hurtful.
I know, motherfucker.
Why do you have to be so truthful, you son of a bitch?
No filter and no shame.
Yeah. And
yeah, no, they're ruthless, man. Yeah. So the Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch establishment been around for a long time. If you had to pick a number one hobby, what is it?
Honestly, it's snowboarding.
Than fishing?
More than fishing.
Oh, shit, bro. I would have thought it was fishing. Damn.
Currently it's fishing because there's no
snow
on the ground. So it depends on the season.
Why snowboarding?
But always snowboarding. You know, that's a hard question, but a lot of it really has to do with just wanting to find, like, mastery and grace in something I do, you know? Like, overcoming my own shortcomings and becoming a really solid snowboarder, and it just kind of keeps me getting out of bed every day. And
are you actually, like, good?
Oh yeah.
Are you?
I can ride.
Like, can you do grinds and shit?
I don't ride park as much, but I can. Yeah. Most of what I do is, like, alpine.
Okay. Like, what, you would jump out of,
like,
a helicopter?
Scary shit. Or
what? If I had the chance to, I would.
What the fuck? Yeah. Nope. I don't think I could do it. Like, I've watched those videos, and I'm like...
Okay, yeah, so my main question is... I mean, dude, we all grew up in the early 2000s. Crazy snowboarding videos were big back in the day.
Red Bull videos.
The bird ones. Okay, when those finally hit the scene, they were fucking massive. Was it always a helicopter getting those dudes up to where they started from?
Not always.
I mean, are they fucking hiking up there, and then you get one chance to go down?
Oh, yeah.
That sucks. There ain't no lift going up there.
I do have to ask. How, like, when did you want to, like, when did you start snowboarding?
I started when I was 13.
Hell yeah. You got to start young to know. So have you ever heard of a little DVD called Thanks Brain?
I haven't, actually.
Oh, that makes me sad. It was mostly park. So, yeah. I mean, but they do some alpine. But, some of the shit people do with a snowboard. Like, I am super impressed with people. Like,
dude, yeah, some of the stuff.
I can't snowboard. I tried broke my wrist and my ankle, and I was like, I'm done. I don't want to do this. This isn't fun, guys.
Dude, people don't give these people enough credit. Like, look at Shaun White. That motherfucker medaled in two different things in the Olympics.
Yeah.
That one year, he competed in snowboard and in skateboarding.
Yeah.
Like, the motherfucker just wanted to be on a board. I'm surprised he didn't do surfing.
I'm sure
he does surf.
I don't think he competed in it.
I don't think
surfing is an Olympic sport yet, is it?
This was the first year.
Was it?
Yeah.
Along with skateboarding?
Yeah.
But anyway, dude, like, the pop he would get, I mean, think of how many millions of people tuned in just to watch that motherfucker snowboard.
Yeah.
Shit was unreal.
Yeah. See, and I used to watch a lot of, like, the underground dudes that didn't do shit. Like,
see, dude, for me, it wasn't even the chicks. I just always felt like the hottest girls hung out on the mountain.
It's true.
Snow bunnies.
Fucking exactly. Man. I mean, God, back in the day, it was like, God damn, those girls are attractive, right? You know?
Still are. Again, I went once, and I almost broke shit. I don't want to do this anymore.
I've been snowboarding one time. And I was halfway decent because I grew up skateboarding, but it's so much different when you're physically strapped to the fucking...
No, I did, like, sketch behind a car with, like, a Walmart board and, like, go find a parking lot with a mound of snow and go snowboard with it and whatnot.
Oh.
Obviously, knowing I could probably break something a little bit worse there.
Yeah. For sure, yeah.
We were doing a bit of that with snowmobiles in the Beartooth this spring, just going down from the pass and getting sketched back up with a snowmobile.
Hell yeah.
Kind of fun.
Hell yeah. Cheating. It'd be fun. Yeah.
That'd be dope.
I don't have to walk. Fuck this. Hell yeah.
That snow's scary, man. It's like, people don't realize how badly injured you can get on the snow, on the ski hills.
Yeah.
Like, oh, snow can eat you.
Fucking hard pack, and like, it's how you get a fucking traumatic brain injury and shit. But dude, let's talk snowboard games. SSX Tricky.
That's a good one.
Motherfuckers never played there. Transworld Snowboard. That was the best game on Xbox that I've ever played.
1080. That's what
1080 that was dope.
That was
now is me. 1080 the one that lets you snowboard, bicycle, rollerblade?
No.
What game was that for the PlayStation?
Oh man.
You got to snowboard, rollerblade, bicycle, skateboard. It was all these things on one fucking game. I know you did because it was one of the mainstream rollerblades. I was into rollerblading too.
I never did rollerblading.
Oh, I loved rollerblading.
I never did rollerblading.
Fruit Booting.
Fruit Booting, dude. But those motherfuckers are so they're so damn good. But I kind of like Fruit Booting, man.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, I really loved skateboarding, but I just never got that good at it. I mean, I could ollie and grind and shit, but
I could never do any of those. I just stood by and looked cool because I just looked cool.
Well, you kind of—I mean, no offense, but you just fit in with the group.
I totally do.
You do.
Even if I did, because I could stand on a board, I could roll down it. Yeah. But like, once it came to like the bowls and shit, fuck no.
Yeah, we were outcasts. Fuck
no. I did that once, and I was like, ooh, this fat guy isn't doing this again.
We didn't have a skate park when I was a kid. You know, here we had an indoor like a skate barn. But I never went to it. I just skated at home.
We got the skate park when I was in like a junior.
Yeah, I was done skating by then.
Oh, see, we were all doing skating stupid shit, jackass shit at that time.
Yeah, for sure. So. Yeah, no, I was done skating. By the time I hit actual sports and wanted to take off in that, I was done skating.
Fuck skateboarding. I'm gonna hit some dude with a helmet on.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, man, that's manly shit. So yeah, okay. Well, aside from snowboarding, what else do you like to do?
Lots of fishing. Yeah, when there's no snow on the ground, and even when there's snow on the ground, I fish. Was just out in eastern Montana at a bass fishing tournament. Did all right. This whole summer has been a daily occurrence.
Every day I see this motherfucker with his fishing pole.
What are you doing? Oh, just going fishing. Don't mind me.
Going to catch dinner, probably. Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah.
Hey, it's not bad. You know, the price of a worm for dinner.
I don't even have to use the worms.
Unless you use a fucking. You just lure that shit up, boy.
Every time, lures. Yeah.
Dang. Yeah.
Do you fly fish?
A little bit. My fly rod got stolen. I was in my car when it got stolen.
Wait, you were in the car when it got stolen?
Oh, no.
I was like, what the fuck?
Cy legitimately was stolen. He was abducted.
Yep, I'm back. Back in the grave. But yeah, no, my car was stolen, and my fly rod and Yeti cooler were in there, so.
Oh, yep, fucking nice bullshit. Like that, I have had some shit taken out of my car, but like, what they did was they actually, like, a couple of times within a 2-week period, one time they hit my windshield with a skateboard. I'm fucking sure it was a skateboard because of the angle, everything. So I replaced my windshield. Not even a week later, some little motherfucker in like size 9 Vans stood on my hood and kicked it in.
Oh my.
And like kicked in my windshield. And I was like, I was super pissed. I was like, is this like a one-off thing? And then I like hop on Facebook and it's like, oh, there's another one like right down the street with someone else, like him hopping up on a truck hood and like kicking in a fucking windshield. Like, only time I've ever had something stolen from me, they took weed and my pipe. And that one kind of sucked.
Go after valuable shit.
Like, everything else was fine. They crawled in through my fucking sunroof. Searched through my car. Like, I had an alarm clock in there that, like, they threw out into the street and shit. Like, but yeah, I had a full bag of weed that I had just bought.
You had an alarm clock for, like, your bedroom?
Yeah. Like,
why was it in your car?
Because I was in the process of moving. Yeah, it was the stupidest shit. I'm like, you toss shit out and then you just take my, like, my favorite thing in my car? Really? Fucking
Did you cry? Did you cry?
No. I mean, a little bit. I just bought it. It was literally a bowl out. And I was like, there goes like fucking $40 down the drain, you motherfuckers.
Was it good weed?
I mean, it was good weed for the time. This was like back in the day before we had any like, before
crazy strains.
Yeah, before we had anything that I'm like,
before the chronic.
Yeah, but before there's something that I'm like, Wait, hold up. I want something that I can still, like, do shit. I don't want something called, like, fuck your brain, and I'm going to be, like, sitting on my couch staring at a blank TV and shit.
Is there strains of marijuana that literally just totally inebriate you for more than, like, a couple minutes?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they all kind of do.
I know that.
But, or are you talking about, like, incapacity?
Oh, yeah, just like...
I'm pretty sure. Right. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's some that if you smoke enough of it, that you'll fuck yourself up. Like,
yeah, be able to come out of it.
I've never had it that, like, you know, I couldn't stand up from it.
But. So, I have a question. How is sex better when you're high?
I might say no, personally.
Really?
I'm going to say yes. Well, it depends on the strain, I would say.
And also, does it matter personally. If the other person is high at the same time?
That would definitely matter.
That would definitely matter. Because, yeah, it'd be like if you're drunk trying to have sex with your wife. With a sober person. and it's like, oh, this is happening?
Okay. Have you ever seen that scene in Beer Fest? Have you ever seen Beer Fest?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the scene where Barry is hitting on that chick at the bar when he's wearing the fucking...
When he is shit-faced.
Yeah, and it plays out what he thinks, and she's super hot. And, you know, and he's Rico really Suave. Monique. Yeah, he's Rico Suave. And then it plays out, and he's like... You want to play those lemon pickle? You know, like, I just fucking pictured it.
Like, just drunk as shit.
And he goes, I knew it the whole time. God damn it, that's one of my favorite scenes. But no, I've always heard that.
I mean, I would say so. It's every bit both right. partners are. But I mean, I guess it's all
personal preference. I guess I was asking, is for us as a man, is the climax better when you're high, or is it the same?
I don't know. It varies, I would say. I've just become a lazy motherfucker, you know?
Have him do all the work.
I am just going to lay here. We're not doing that
shit. I can go for a beach while I was stoned. That doesn't sound horrible, right? That's the best. Right? That does not sound that bad.
Excellent. See, so it's kind of a double-edged sword. Like, yeah, it was great, but...
Only for you.
If I had to do work, then...
I don't want to do anything about it.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
yeah, for sure. Okay, so... I'm going to have Corey click on the air because I forgot to when we started.
On the air.
On the air. So if you want to click on the air, I'm going to ask Cy what his biggest, like, what the fuck piece of information he knows.
Oh, man.
You want to click on the AC, bro?
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Click on the AC. I didn't know what you were talking about. I was like, click on the air.
Sweating like dogs back here.
Oh, yeah.
How do I turn it on?
You know where it is. Okay, so let me ask you a question about fishing real quick.
Sure.
How do you know what lure to use? Or when you're fishing like a fishing hole, do you know like, hey, there's bass in there. I need to use this type of lure. Or like there's fucking carp. Or what? I'm just not an average fisherman for living in Montana my whole life, dude. Sure. Like, I honestly have not fished in probably 10 years.
Well, we'll have to change that. But
I don't have time for one, but. Yeah, just click it. Just click mode until it says cool. Just click the button mode until it says cool. We're definitely raw in this podcast. We're literally raw.
By the seat of our pants. But yeah, as far as the fishing goes, I mainly target bass, and it's all situational. So depending on the hole, depending on the time of day, the lighting, if there's wind, doesn't it, like there's every little factor matters.
You ain't get it?
I can't see.
Well, turn the lights on, bro. We ain't gonna screw us. We're for real. I'm not even gonna fucking edit this out. We're just real dudes talking to real dudes. So I've always wondered, like, I've watched like professional fishing tournaments and shit, and you know those guys are changing lures. Get her? Yeah. Change lures are just always like you need lure for this type of fish. And some of those, like my cousin, he lives on the, he lives in Wisconsin right on
The
fucking.
Superior?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the big ass motherfuckers that goes into Canada.
Yeah. Lake Winnipeg?
Some of his lures are like this goddamn big, bro.
Oh, yeah. Does he fish for muskie and pike and all that?
Dude, I don't even. You're speaking Chinese.
Yeah, all right.
I don't even know, bro, but I've just always wondered, like, how a fisherman learns this lure's for this, this lure's for that.
Do you know how I learned?
What?
Well, YouTube maybe. I play a lot of Red Dead Redemption, and there's certain lures that say, hey, catfish lure, and I'm like, oh, that's what that thing looks like.
I loved Red Dead.
Probably one of my favorite games.
That's how I learned what certain fish look like.
Like, I know what they look like by looking them up.
The literal fuck out of that game when it came out.
Are they anatomically correct on Red Dead? Is like,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, I guess I never
looked at those. For the animals?
Yeah. Are they all looking realistic?
Oh, God, yeah.
Very much.
Oh, like, fuck, man.
Like, yo, there was joke for a while of people just taking snapshots of their horse's balls.
Just dude, because. My favorite. Okay, so Red Dead came out in, like, 2013 by now. Yeah.
No, Red Dead 2?
No, I'm talking about
I'm talking Red Dead 2.
I didn't ever get that one.
Red Dead 2, that's the one I'm talking about. That's super fucking realistic.
Okay,
that's
so like, I thought Red Dead was amazing. But anyway, obviously it's open world, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so you hang out in between these two towns that you start out in. Dude, it's so fucking crazy. You can be, you know, because you can take the path on your horse. Because I don't know what year it's set in. But if you stray off, you can actually run into like bandits at a campfire. And you can find literal fucking rattlesnakes.
Wow.
In the brush. Like, you'll be riding, and you hear the... And then when you stop, you can fucking target this bitch. And that game is so realistic. When you kill an animal, you can keep it pelt.
Oh, wow.
And then you sell it at the...
Look at this shit. That's an actual screenshot from the game.
Dude, Red Dead's fucking bonkers, man.
It is one of my favorite games.
Well, you got a 360, don't you?
I do. I just
because I borrowed you a bunch of games.
Yeah, I haven't really touched them, honestly.
Damn, you should borrow fucking Red Dead.
Yeah,
I got it for the 360.
Okay, is the second one for 360?
Probably not.
Yeah.
No, I think it's for the newest one.
So I got Red Dead and like Night of the Living Dead.
Wait, Xbox 360 was at the same time as the PS4. Three.
Yeah, I'm old school, man.
Xbox One was the same time as a PS4.
Okay, see, I don't know Xbox, because Xbox has fucked me so many times.
Yeah, Microsoft's a fucking bitch. Okay, so let's get into some stuff here. What is your biggest... So everyone knows, like, this weird shit. Like, Jay, my brother, he was on last week. He was talking about Lewis and Clark hiding...
Well,
Lewis and Clark,
but it was basically the Far West. It was a steamboat that... basically buried gold on the Little Bighorn River when they were picking up wounded soldiers from the Custer's Last Stand.
Okay.
Dude either didn't go back because it was too dangerous.
He got fucking murdered.
Or went back twice and couldn't find it. Those are the two stories that they have of it, basically, that they don't know.
So, what's your crazy piece of information? It can be a conspiracy theory. It can be, you know, like Bigfoot, but something you're super... what's the word?
Conspiracy theory. Like, what is something that you are...
Yeah, you're super into, and you're like, this has to be fucking real.
Yeah, what is a conspiracy theory that you most believe in that this is a real thing?
You're passionate about. That's the word I'm looking for.
You know, I'm not super into this kind of stuff, but...
Really?
It doesn't have to be a conspiracy theory. It could just be a...
A theory?
Yeah.
I mean, if the gloves are off, I mean, 9/11 has all sorts of stuff written all over it.
JFK. Yeah. We got the JFK one. I would want to touch. 9/11, not so much.
The JFK is very interesting. Like, I've read about it, and like I've looked at multiple like things within it too. I don't know how far deep you've gone into like the rabbit hole. Like Tim and I have talked about it. I have a very open mind to like everything.
Oh,
so,
ditto. I'm
if you can show me guilty. Something. I can't say that most times.
I was using that as a
I get what you're
reference.
Saying.
Like right. My mind is open until you prove it wrong.
Right. No. Agree.
Yeah.
But sometimes that's not. No. But like, it's weird. Like, someone can explain something to me and like have some sort of semblance of like that's fucking possible.
So,
and it would, like, I'd grab onto it and be like, I'm not going to believe you, but I will say that, fuck, maybe.
Hitting the JFK thing is, like, for me, is, like, we caught it on film.
Who killed him?
Yeah, that's not caught on film.
Well, no, that's I kind of believe that Lee Harvey Oswald, the fucking fall guy.
Me too.
If you ask me. Yeah. It happened so long ago and with such little recording as opposed to today. We'll never fucking know.
Yeah, we would have all that information. Like,
well, today I don't think it'd be possible to assassinate the president. Truthfully, they only do speeches and shit. And
oh, we're talking about American presidents.
Yeah, yeah. They some president just got murdered. from Kenya or some shit just last month.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm seeing an American president, dude, they just don't let that type of stuff happen. I don't think it'd be possible unless it was an inside job. That being said, I'm not totally 100% sure that it wasn't for JFK.
Like there was an inside job?
Yeah, there was a lot of shit going on, especially about extraterrestrials and stuff like that. And, you know, he was fucking around with Marilyn Monroe.
And the civil rights thing
And he was wanting the FBI or the CIA to release information on testing they had done on individuals or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think this was, like, related to MK Ultra or nothing like that yet.
Do you think this was a hit put out by the FBI or the CIA?
A hit? No, I honestly, dude, it's really crazy it's really crazy because they may have like conditioned this guy to go mad and actually do it. Kind of like you can condition someone through social media to fucking, you know.
I had a weird story.
Storm the fucking White House. Like these people were fucking weirdos, right? Like he did have an odd fucking story. Maybe he was conditioned. Well, we'll never know who was legitimately behind that. I just don't believe this guy was just mad and he makes a fucking shot like that.
Well, he was a Marine.
He was a marksman.
There is shit about him going down to Cuba and
was he alone?
Probably not.
I don't believe so.
Do you guys think that the thing with the mafia is
which one?
The one where like it's basically the mafia hired.
They hired Lee Harvey.
Yeah,
yeah. I think that has
and
some.
And then Jack Ruby.
That holds some weight because wasn't JFK fighting against unions and stuff like that? And we learned from Hoffa situation that unions are big in the mafia. Wasn't there some sort of relevance there?
I'm not entirely sure if
I don't know about that. Okay. I don't know if that was fit.
But there's just a lot of weird circumstances surrounding that.
Like this one, this was like 3 years ago, basically. And this one is the giant question. Did Lee Harvey Oswald act alone?
No.
When he shot the president?
I highly doubt it.
So, okay. Was he the lone shooter though?
I believe he was the lone shooter, but I don't believe him. Well, honestly, dude, in the 60s,
how do we know it was him though?
Oh, we don't. They could say the ballistics. Did they run ballistics like they do now? Did they match the bullet from his blown up skull to the fucking rifle?
I think they did, but technology's progressed so
right?
far since
right?
then.
Yeah. And they're not gonna reopen that. It's closed.
No way.
Yeah.
So let's be real. I mean, well, and then there was that weird thing about so when the car turns a corner and the camera views like this, right, when he gets plucked, there's a lady on the fucking grass who they interviewed, and she had some weird shit to say about it. What the fuck? Dude, there's a whole movie called Lady on the Grass or some crap like that.
That's where the Grassy Knoll conspiracy comes in. She heard shots from behind her.
Right?
Like
that. I want to say the Lady in the Grass is an actual, like...
It's crazy. So, like, I'm reading this right now, and it says the L.A. district attorney estimated that a total of 42 groups, 82 assassins, and 214 people have been accused at one time or another in various conspiracy theories.
Wow. Of surrounding just JFK?
Mm-hmm.
200 people?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Like, that's a lot
of... Oh, dude, the babushka lady. That's who they...
Oh, yeah!
It was fucking bonkers, right?
Yeah. Like, dude, I mean, there's so much to it that I feel like, again, could be a very much a cover-up. Like... The whole releasing the conversation between J. Edgar Hoover and President Johnson.
Yeah.
Like right afterwards when they're like, oh, if you establish more about the Oswald visits and
dude,
what
yes.
the fuck?
So
like,
this,
you guys knew about this?
This babushka lady where this blue circle is, for the people who are viewing this. I'm gonna read down here the relevance of her, but there was a whole conspiracy theory revolving around her.
Oh, weird. There's other ones, too.
Mystery woman was wearing what looked like a Russian scarf. She was standing on the grass between Elm and Main Streets photographing the moment JFK was shot. And now, some 50 years later, we still have no idea who she is. Whatever footage she may have taken has never been found. So they interviewed all these people on the grass on the knoll, right?
But
they
she
never
found
this lady. So that's why they think the conspiracy theory arose that she either helped Lee Harvey or, you know, I wonder if it was Russian. They thought the Russians hired him. Is that one of the theories?
Well, if you think about it,
that was a big fight. That was
Cold War.
And the space race was going
like,
on.
Yeah, we had a lot of shit going on with Russia right then.
And there's some in ties another with Lee Harvey Oswald and Russia. He tried to expatriate over there at one point.
Yeah.
And they sent him back.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Like, dude, check this. But listen. Yeah, that's nuts. But listen. In another video taken by a postal carrier, Mark Bell, Babushka Lady is visible at 47 seconds after the shots were fired and the motorcade has already passed by, so his head's already blown up. Her back is to the camera, but she seems to have walked closer to the street and stands across a grassy knoll. She remains standing while others are running for cover or sitting on the ground in shock. I mean, I know people act differently in crazy situations, but I get his fucking head blown off.
Click that link real quick. I want to see that video.
So do
47
I.
47 seconds, and you actually see,
bastards.
I get it, because of the violence in it.
Ah, fuck that. I'm over 13.
I am in my 30s. We're just not going to talk about how old I am.
Okay, she may have been a Russian spy holding a camera gun, a Secret Service agent, or a man dressed as an older woman.
If you think about it, no one, we have no idea who this person was.
Hold on. It was weird. It had been raining earlier, but the rain had stopped at 10. And she was still wearing the shit until 12:30. Well, that's not that big of a deal. But
that's not that weird. I mean, it's back in the day.
But it is kind of crazy that they interviewed everybody from the area around, and they don't know who this lady is.
She just wandered off.
And dude, she's got a fucking camera. She never came forward or told her relatives, hey, I've got pictures from the day JFK
she just kind of blew up. Nope, we're just, you know.
How do you not share that with anybody? That is kind of odd.
Very, very odd.
I mean, you would think when JFK died, America grieved. It wasn't just like.
They loved him. He was America's youngest president, wasn't he?
I mean, he did some shit to rile people up. I will agree.
Golden boy.
But. Yeah, he was very much a loved president.
I know. Yeah, I agree.
And she just doesn't come forward? Like,
I guess.
I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah, so, moving on from JFK.
Who do you think?
Let's get your opinion on it. It's your theory.
Yeah, well, as far as Lee Harvey Oswald goes, like I was saying a minute ago, he tried to expatriate to Russia.
Yeah.
He was very interested in the whole Soviet way of life, and he tried to go live over there and applied for immigration twice, I've read. And
he tried Cuba, too. He visited Cuba quite a bit.
So, obviously, he had some real...
He wanted connection. To get out, and that could... Excommunicating, you know, goes in line with people who want to kill the president, you know, disseminate from
there. Once in a while, yeah. And, what's creepy to me is that they eventually sent him back. He was living in Russia. They sent him back, and that's when he also attempted to assassinate the governor of Texas or some shit. If you look it up,
damn,
yeah, that wasn't his first time. At least as far as what they let out, trying to assassinate someone. But anyway, it wouldn't strike me as odd if it was backed by some sort of Russian KGB mission or...
Well, I mean, just think about it. A guy's trying to defect from the United States, comes over to Russia, is like, I want to get out. And they're like, oh, shit, what if we send this fucking psychopath back to the United States and have him kill the goddamn president? And the shit works.
Yeah.
So
this was...
Russia comes back out ahead.
So you're saying Russia.
It could be. And then the other thing this comes from my mom, is Johnson. You know, he had a lot of stuff to gain there.
Yeah.
I think the presidency.
The vice president?
Yeah.
At the time, yeah.
Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon B.
Yeah. Like, he hired Lee Harvey Oswald.
He could have been a part of it, yeah.
I mean.
Dude, that'd be crazy.
Well, if you think about it, Cuba as well. Fidel Castro in power did not want JFK in power, so.
No, because this was before the.
This was during the whole, this was during, the Bay of Pigs era. This was when we were really getting riled up about communism.
Yeah.
JFK is who initially sent advisors, troops into Vietnam. So there was a lot of people getting riled up about the whole communism versus capitalism thing. And
It was just a crazy time in our country. I feel like there was a lot of patriotism at that time.
Oh, yeah.
In our country, especially. Just like, I don't know, like I said, JFK was like the golden boy. You know, he was fucking the hottest chick that in Hollywood that everyone loved.
Oh, yeah.
Which she slept with everybody, but he was. Our president was a fucking playboy, dude. This guy was boning everything. Our president was literally fucking president. Everything, right? Yeah.
Every president is.
Yeah, it's crazy. I honestly, some theories I kind of see, like, hey, there could be a light at the end. Sasquatch, we may find him. I don't ever see us reinvestigating JFK.
Same.
No fucking way. I have a negative percent chance of that happening, to be honest.
We won't. No, because, again, the
government. No, it's a country's deal, dude. Yeah, you know why? Because it could become possible that one of the defendants is the goddamn country. So that ain't it's not for their own good that they open this shit up. Yeah,
definitely not.
So, number two. What's your second? JFK was a huge one, right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be a conspiracy theory, but that's just what people are passionate about. Like, I fucking believe in aliens, or I fucking believe in, you know.
Well, something that came to mind, kind of just an interesting.
Yeah, anything interesting, yeah.
Yeah, 1 second.
That's in an actual glass bottle. What the hell is that?
Kombucha.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm done with hooch, but I like the booch.
I tried it. It wasn't for me.
So what is it?
It's actually like green tea and ginger, but it's fermented with fungus called SCOBY.
So there's no alcohol?
There's a very tiny amount of alcohol because of the
fermentation part, yeah.
But it's not. It's like less than 1%.
Shit, all right. Yeah. That's cool.
Yep. Helps. It's probiotic, helps my stomach out. I don't know. Good stuff. You should try it.
I like water. I'm not drinking pop. This is a free cup of ice from the gas station. And then I just get their 49-cent water.
Water's the best, man.
Fuck yeah.
But you should try it at least once. I've tried it.
Is that the shit with the fucking seeds and stuff in it?
No, that's
Naked or whatever the hell those are called. Yeah. Those look like shit. Anyway, sorry not to interrupt you.
Yeah, get the ginger, though, if you like ginger ale.
I don't mind ginger.
Yeah, you might like this one.
All right.
But, yeah, as far as just a weird thing to think about, one of my former bosses, who's a genius, he went to school for physics, and he was, like, a chemical engineer, really interesting guy. He put something in my head that I just think about often, and it's basically like a physical and scientific explanation for what goes around comes around.
Uh-huh.
And you know, if you think, what's the first law of physics for every action?
Newton's first law.
Yeah.
There's
equal or opposite reaction.
Reaction, yeah.
So, and this is where it gets a little funky. Mind you, this came from a physics, you know, not a professor, but a physics student who, you know, is very astute. He mentioned, so for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
Yep.
Well, a thought is a physical, you know, it's a measurable electronic or electric.
Yes. Pulse.
Right.
So there's a reaction to your
thoughts. Well,
yeah.
In your brain,
you get its electrical impulses, if you think about it.
Yeah,
it
absolutely is. Yeah, 100%. So,
and this is where it gets a little funky, just adding that whole, like, energy, good, bad kind of thing to it. Let's just say you have some sort of good thought. Well, you're putting that out into the universe. That is either going to come back to you as something good, or it's going to come back to you as something bad, potentially. And that just based on Newton's law of physics, mixed in with a little bit of just like wondering about good and bad energy, I could see it being plausible. But, you know, you have to kind of be thinking about things in a little bit more of a supernatural way as well.
Oh, I totally love the supernatural. So that totally ropes me in. I get it.
Yeah, no, that's not a...
Like, I hear about people's auras. I never see it. But I've heard people that are like, no, I can see your aura. And I'm like...
You're stupid bitches. You're a stupid bitch.
that totally say that. But I mean, I've seen some shit that you can't explain. And you're like, maybe auras are real. Maybe energies like that are real. Who knows?
Maybe karma's real. That's kind of where I'm going with that.
Fuck yeah, man. You reap. Well,
I mean, it depends on what you believe in karma, though, too. Like,
well, karma's like, that guy's a dick. I hope he gets in a wreck. You know, it's like...
And I guess...
We'll always still put that with karma. Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. Your fucking asshole cut me off. I hope you get T-boned. Karma's a bitch and he gets, you know, plowed.
You get cut off and you hope someone gets
T-boned? No, I was using it as an example.
Oh, I got really frightened to be on the road after that, Tim, after that
conversation. You've already driven with me, bro. We're
cool. I know.
No, yeah, that's an interesting, like a deep philosophical.
Something to think about.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Like, is there an afterlife?
Ooh, yeah. What do you think about that?
Man,
I don't want to offend you. I'm not a religious person.
Me either.
Okay, so, you know, like, it's fictional writing, if you ask me.
Oh, I agree.
But I love that people believe in something. Just don't push it on other people.
Oh, I completely
So what do you agree. What do you feel about when you die?
Oh, man. Unfortunately, I've been thinking quite a bit about this lately.
Because we get old, and that's something you think about.
Yeah, you hit 30, and you're fine.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, having just been around animals dying quite a bit and, you know, losing a few people in my life, I would like to think that there's something that carries on to the next plane or, you know, if there's some sort of resurrection, but I'm not convinced. I really am not.
You know,
so do you believe in ghosts?
No, I don't.
Okay. Hold on. I want to go off of, I was that same way until I had, not like an awakening, but it was more like a realization.
An epiphany.
Not even that. It's more like a realization, like, holy shit, what if this could link to this? What if A could link to B? So A, the A part of the equation is, you know, some people are just like naturally gifted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, oh, fuck, like somebody's really, just really good at the computer. Yeah. Somebody's really good at mathematics, child geniuses. Somebody's really good at being a fucking mechanic. Every human being is really good at something. A part of me wants to believe that that's because in our previous life, we were good at that. I don't want to say that you in all of your lives are going to be a fucking mechanic, but maybe. You know how you just get these skills? You're born with these fucks. Some people are born athletic as hell.
Yeah.
Some people are born with you have a really good knack for fishing.
Yeah.
You have a really good knack for snowboarding. You had to teach yourself, but you still had the ability.
Yeah.
A part of me, just because you can't remember your past life, like, what if those little things are from your past life?
I could see it. Like, you're kind of slowly chipping away over various lives.
Yeah, and you're like, fuck, man, I'm pretty good at this. How? I'm just, you know.
But, I mean, there's been plenty of kids that, like, recall a past
life. Oh, hell yeah. Like kids. It's always children. I think
it's because when we...
Our minds aren't warped yet.
Well, exactly. When we become adults, it's as you grow up, you are told... Not to believe this, to believe that. That is not real. That is not real. So, I mean...
And I believe kids can access different parts of their brain, too, simply because their imagination is so vivid, which we as adults lose. We haven't realized what reality is yet, so we're using our brain in different ways. I just feel like kids can access more, so I tend to believe some kids have more honest thoughts than...
Oh, they absolutely
adults.
Absolutely. There's...
Right?
There's not that filter that's been added by society.
Why do you think... It's exactly why kids aren't born racist.
Yeah.
Kids don't know fucking color until their goddamn parents say, that's a black kid, that's a fucking Asian American kid. It's just a fucking American. Like, that's what pisses me off. Like, the media is doing way more harm about that than anything.
Oh, absolutely.
Honestly, these are just kids, bro. I grew up with all sorts of ethnicities in my school. They were just fucking kids.
Yeah, amen.
You know, it's. But anyway, not to get drifted off into that fucking debacle, but. Yeah, that's kind of like my theory on the afterlife. People who are naturally good at something, what if you took that skill with you?
Yeah.
It's possible.
Right?
I'm not going to say it's not.
Well, we can't, and I can't say it is 100%. Who fucking knows? There's been people who have claimed, but the one thing that gets me, there's never people who, well, wait. I think there was one kid who claimed in his afterlife, his name was blah, blah, blah. And he lived blah, blah, blah. And all the shit checked out.
Yeah, no, there's been kids that was like, I lived as this person. I died as this person. And they like look it up and they're like,
oh, fuck.
Yeah,
well, Jimmy might be telling the truth.
And there's the Sai Baba. I don't know if you guys know about that. But there's a
Sai Baba?
In India, I don't know the whole deal. But there's this Hindu figure who he, in their culture, has been reincarnated so many times. And whenever... the current one dies, they kind of go out and find who they think the next one is, and it's always some, you know, just born child. And they,
like L. Ron Hubbard.
it's kind of like that, yeah, a little bit. But
I did see that in an episode of King of the Hill.
Yeah.
When Bobby picked the whatever off of the sheet, and they're like, oh, yeah, you're the monk person.
The Sai Baba.
Yeah.
I think that is an episode, yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
But, yeah, man, when I was in ninth grade, my English teacher was obsessed, and at one point I went to his house, and he had a shrine to Sai Baba, no kidding.
Yeah. You went to your English teacher's house?
Yeah, yeah, this was in ninth grade. I was
a part extra of, credit.
That's yeah. Fucking, that's not weird at all.
I don't want to bring up trauma.
The whole class went.
Oh, okay, thank okay. God.
Yeah. I was like, you hear, I went to my teacher's class in ninth grade, I'm going to be like, bro, we're going to have a quick
it was
chat.
An independent field trip. It no, was, yeah, it's cool. It's
pretty interesting. A guy had like kind of a compound out in North Idaho, you know, rows of generators in his basement connected to solar panels. And
oh, fuck, he was a prepper, man.
He was a straight up
dude, prepper. I love preppers yeah. So much.
You know, I've always been so intrigued that. By them because it's so smart. Getting a storage container or two or three of them and burying them in the ground is the cheapest, most cost-effective way to build a fucking bunker that, you know, arguably, once you get like air filtration system where you start spending your money, but... That's not a bad setup. That doesn't sound that bad to have a fucking man cave just in real life or.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I've already
said
it.
Shipping containers are so fucking cheap compared fucking to a stick belt.
Yeah.
And they can withstand anything.
Almost anything.
Hurricane. So, which there's a real bad hurricane going on right now.
Yeah.
Alabama's flooded to fuck. Hopefully yeah. Those people made it out.
You know, I thoughts, prayers, whatever it is out to all of them, because I've seen videos, I've seen New Orleans is completely without power as of today. Like,
dude, there's still parts that haven't recovered from Katrina. That's 16 years ago.
Yeah, 20.
It was 2005.
Was it 16 years ago? Yeah, never mind.
Don't date us that bad, Christ.
Fuck.
We barely got through fucking 2021. I saw a meme the other day. It was, when you're still not over 2020 and 2022 is already just like 3 months away. It's like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, dude.
2020 fucked us up so bad that 2021 was just a shit blur.
Well, and I think it's also like I've come to realize that as an adult, I look at the calendar and I'm like, oh, it's April. Turn around, I'm like, fuck.
It's awkward.
I have like 2 months before my like 1 year wedding anniversary. What the shit? Dude. Like.
September 10th is my 5 year wedding anniversary.
Oh, damn.
And then December is like our 12 year anniversary of being together. 12.
That's a long fucking time.
Since we were fucking kids.
That's a long fucking awesome, time.
Man. Shit's fucking stupid. Yeah, it's nuts. Yeah, okay. So your second thing. Oh, was that afterlife? Or is that spiritual? Actual, it was that spiritual thing.
Yeah, that's kind of what goes around, comes around.
The good energy, bad energy.
Yeah.
And that there could be a potential like physical explanation for
sure.
It.
Sure. So I was listening to Joe Rogan's podcast today at work, much like.
What the fuck is being played right now? I am so scared. What the fuck? That scared the shit out of me.
We were just hacked by fucking Russians. Dude,
what the fuck?
Dude, it was not English. That was sketch, you guys. Way too freaking... Anyway, I was watching Joe Rogan's podcast, and it was this year's episode with Neil deGrasse Tyson. You guys mm-hmm. all know him. Famous astrophysicist. Do you think... Before I tell you what I'm about to tell you, what do you think of when you hear Neil deGrasse Tyson?
I think
Bill Nye
physics and Bill Nye, yeah, and maybe him cutting people off in conversation.
Oh God, he's fucking horrible with that. But I no, love it. Do you not think UFOs or aliens?
No,
a little bit, but
not personally. I think of that George, whatever the fuck is hot, Kanopoulos, like this.
What's the other guy's
name? No, I'm thinking George Kanellisopoulos or something from...
from History Channel? Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I think aliens.
No. Okay, so anyway, up until this point, I, along with most of the fucking world country, thought that Neil deGrasse Tyson was a full-on believer in aliens and UFOs simply because he understands how vast the universe is.
Doesn't believe in them?
Listen... How vast the universe is, in that there's actually different. We need to talk about his theory on there's different types of infinite as well. It's fucking
right,
bonkers.
We were talking about that the last time.
It's fucking bonkers, right? So, anyway, I was listening to the podcast today, and on this episode, Joe asked him about the recent dump from the
Pentagon.
You know, they're dumping all this shit because Trump floated into that COVID bill, excuse me, that intelligence agencies had to release all the info they had on
UFOs
and shit like that within 6 months. So they released all the shit. People are going nuts. Bob, what's this? What's this? The Pentagon's finally admitting that the stuff is real, blah, blah. So Neil deGrasse Tyson is a super condensed version, because if you listen to motherfucker talk, when he gives examples, it's 25 minutes.
For one fucking point.
And it hits the fuck home, but it's a long road. So anyway, super condensed is his point is, right now, everyone has their phones, and we're literally like living our lives on screen, right? Like everyone's filming everything. He said there's 6 million pictures and videos being uploaded to the internet every day.
Yeah.
6 million. Or did you say 6 billion? One of the two. It's a fuck ton of information.
I can see 6 billion.
So he said his main theory for why he's not believing that we're being visited yet is because everyone catches everything.
How have we not caught this?
How have we not? He said, show me an alien. Show me a fucking UFO. Show me an alien. Show me a UFO. So he's not saying he doesn't believe in them, because probability says that they're there, but he doesn't believe that we're being visited simply because nobody's... We've got Super 8 film from the fucking 50s and 60s, which is dog shit stuff. He thinks him and Joe actually are kind of on a consensus. Joe kind of leans more that they're not aliens in these crafts.
They're automated probes.
Yeah, it's drones, a probe. Like, because they're doing exactly what we're doing on Mars. We sent a fucking probe with the helicopter. They're doing that same shit. But obviously, they're millions, if not billions of light years ahead of us in the technology race, right? So that's where Neil also agreed, like, why they have... There's not really a point for them to be visiting us. And there isn't, I don't think. And Joe made a good point that we're fucking interesting because we're a culture who fucking willingly murders, rapes. We fucking have an official who runs our country that we elect on a popularity contest.
Mm-hmm.
Just the fucking craziest bonker shit.
Yeah.
Especially with the U.S. We're the laughing fucking stock right now. But the world in general, like, we're just a weird fucking place.
We do some weird shit.
It's just a weird fucking place. But we're also super, super fascinating in that respect. So that's why Joe thinks that these probes are visiting us. Neil was more so along the lines of he didn't want to say what they were, but he wasn't ready to say what they weren't either. So the technology, he made a real good I'll think of it in a second, but he made a real good reference. He was working off of like photosynthesis, and he has a theory that aliens or different beings are photosynthesis based beings. And when he talked to Steven Spielberg, Spielberg admitted that that's what he made E.T. to be. So that's why E.T. was really slow moving, and that's why he was able to heal that plant.
Okay.
Now, Neil deGrasse, he was like half joking, but he said that he believes that Transformers is more legitimate than movies about aliens. And I'll tell you why.
Are we talking the cartoon Michael Bay version?
Yeah, we're talking Michael Bay version. So, if visitors of some sort come from a different planet with extra, extra insane technology, and they get caught by the government, what would our government do with them? We'd hide them.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Transformers was hidden in the Hoover Dam. 7 miles of fucking concrete. Now, if you remember the movie, they caught the first one in the 1920s when they caught Megatron. That's when they discovered him in the Arctic, because the military is actively searching or reconnaissing
the Arctic. Shit, yeah.
They found him in the 20s. Look at the jump from technology from the 20s and 30s to now, from as opposed to the 20s and 30s before then.
Hold the fuck up. Are you saying that?
Listen. So Neil deGrasse, that was the point he was making, is that movie makes way more sense than anything, because they did it right. He was like applauding them. He's like, their storyline made so much more sense, because if the government caught something like that, they trap it, they use all their fucking technology, and they make them fight for you. That's exactly what they did in the fucking Transformers.
I'm really disappointed, because I was really hoping you were going to say that Neil deGrasse Tyson
said that, hey. He full on said Transformers thing is bullshit, blah, blah. Oh. You know, the autonomous. But
dude, yeah, I'm really excited for a second.
He made a really interesting point that, you know, we're just so conditioned to believe that aliens are these little weird creatures, you know. And he also said that
I watched Men in Black.
Aliens are known to be the bad guy. And dude, that's another thing. But my point of the story is, I thought Neil deGrasse Tyson was a full-on fucking believer. He's absolutely not.
See, I would feel as a man of science, he wouldn't.
Nope, he has to debate everything. He wants you to show him proof.
Yeah, show me definitive physical proof.
I'll show him an alien. Show me a fucking picture of a goddamn alien. And when they were talking about the Tic Tac with David Fravor, you know about that? The Tic Tac incident? Yeah. So it went from 80,000 feet down to 50 feet in a matter of 1 second, and then how it happened. Well, Neil deGrasse chopped that up to, in the scientific community, sometimes sensors get fucked up.
So he's just blaming it all on fucked up
sensors. He's not blaming it. He's saying people didn't do their due diligence on all of the sensors and the electronics and all the scientific data to come back false.
I don't like to be proven wrong and to have people say no.
He had a really good point on that, too. There was a guy studying, it was like Planet X or some shit back in the, I can't remember when, the 60s or 70s. And this is how they discovered planets. It was because, like, Neptune's orbit was being altered. So they're like, oh, fuck, maybe there's a planet behind that where the gravity's affecting that. That's how they found that one. So on and so forth. Well, when they got to Planet X, they're like, fuck, maybe there's something wrong with that. And the calculations were like, no, there's not. Well, it turns out that one of the gears on the actual fucking telescope at this, what the hell is it called where they house the telescope? Not a museum, but
observatory.
Observatory hadn't been serviced. And that this thing was off like a fucking micro goddamn millimeter. And viewing it, that curved, that crooked micro millimeter made the planet look like it was doing something. And that's why it didn't align with the data.
Wow.
And so that was his point. That was his, because he gives a fucking point. He gives like an example for every argument he has. And they're
it's because he's a scientist.
Exactly. And he says that you have the very, not like selective, but when you come up with a theory, scientists are going to try to tear you the fuck apart.
Oh, yeah. You have
to. Dude. So that's why he's not against it, but he's not jumping on the fucking UFO train.
Show me proof and I'll believe.
He admits that they are unidentified.
Okay, I can accept that. I can accept him being like, we don't know what they are.
He doesn't believe that they're man-made, though.
Okay.
Simply because the propulsion system, it doesn't make sense. His example on that was, if someone like Lockheed Martin, when they were making planes for, you know, during the Cold War and shit, he's like, if someone's making these, not necessarily saucers, but these anti-gravity propulsion system, something or other, he's like, shit leaks. People always have photos. Yeah. And he said, especially now, he said, you can't tell me a janitor doesn't have his fucking phone. And in my head, I was like, well, wait, how come there's not pictures from Area 51 then, right? There's fucking thousands of people live there every day.
If you think about it, military, you sign NDAs.
I know, but they're still defectors. Look at Bob Lazar, bro.
Yeah.
Regardless, that was his point. He's like, show me some fucking evidence.
Yeah.
He's a literal scientist to the end. I just had always assumed, man, since he understands outer space, I wonder if he believes. I assume he believes in aliens. Nah. UFOs, I should say. Nope.
Well, he believes in them.
But he'll talk your ear off about the probability of other life forms. Dude, the multiverse is fucking bonkers.
You're still going on about that?
There's an infinite number of universes. And inside, he called them little bubbles. Inside the universe, there's a little bubble. And there's multiple, or there's infinite number of those little bubble universes too. You know, and Joe's like, well, fuck, there's an infinite number of Joe Rogans. You know, he's like, in that theory, there's an exact universe that looks just like us where we're having this exact podcast right now too.
Maybe we have antlers in that one.
Yeah. Or bigger wieners. I could go for that. Oh, man. No,
I don't know if my back could handle that. I already got a bad back.
Oh, girl. Oh, Jesus Christ. Your back couldn't handle doubling 2 inches? Come on.
I don't know. That's a lot of weight.
I'm going to have to get some suspenders. No. I want to hit one more. What's your one more?
Oh, man.
It doesn't have
to. You know what? I got a good one.
Oh,
I got a good one.
Hey, that's really good one, Corey.
I read, and I don't know if you guys have heard this. This started on Reddit. I'm a huge fan of Reddit.
Do you surf Reddit?
Here and there. I just deleted it. It gets a bit much, but...
Politics, man.
Yeah. See, I don't follow the politics pages.
They end up on everything. Is it my fucking problem?
I guess I don't ever look at the politics.
Even the beard forms.
Oh, I know.
Fucking drive me nuts. Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, so basically, in 2018, Reddit user was just like, hey, weird, this is kind of a weird thing. How often do you guys buy mattresses?
Every couple years.
Is this the mattress store thing?
You might not have heard
of this. Oh, I know the mattress firm conspiracy theory.
So,
dude, there's several of those stores on each block. It's a money laundering scheme.
Yeah, so look right there. look at this one right here.
I know all about that, bro.
Dude.
Dive into it. Let's hear it. Dive into it.
Well, what do you think? Do you think it's a giant money laundering scheme?
Have you ever seen the video of the guy doing the Google thing? You can just follow the Google car, and there's some of them. There's like several on one block.
Oh, dude, look at here. There's furniture stores.
Everywhere.
How often are people buying furniture? And mattresses.
But do you think even the used furniture stores are in on this? Oh, hold on. Let's go over the actual grand scheme thing. If we're talking about just mattress firms, which the theory, I think, revolves around the company mattress.
Okay, so yes. Let me
it's a money laundering scheme, and they just stock these fucking addresses with mattresses.
Right, so let me explain the theory, basically. What it comes down to is there was a map of this place in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And there is... I'm looking at this picture right now, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
How many square mile radius?
I mean, 0.5 miles.
Point in half a mile radius, there's 17 mattresses. Look at that map,
dude.
Hold on, let me.
Like casinos and Billings.
Yeah, it's like casinos. Casinos just pulling that money, so let's be honest. But basically... people were like, hey, it's a money laundering scheme. Like, someone was like, yeah, I remember seeing four mattress firms all on a corner of an intersection. There's no reason to have that many mattress stores. Like, that's a lot of fucking mattress stores.
The only way I could see that being remotely necessary is if there was one central location for like a whole geographic area where all of the mattresses are coming from, but it's every town.
I could see Chicago, because Chicago is kind of one of those, you have uptown, sure, you have this area. But I mean, looking at the picture that when I was seeing that, that's one of them.
That's half a mile square radius, you guys.
That's insane.
That might be fucking... Oh, that's total mattress stores. Regardless, I know these are densely populated, but why the fuck do you need them on the same street?
Well, and again, that many.
One Taco Bell serves, thousands of people in an area.
Right.
Like, are there that many? You can't say fast food because they all serve different items.
Exactly.
These motherfuckers all sell the same item.
It's low volume of sales, too.
I would think so, except for Black Friday.
Well, do you buy a mattress on Black Friday?
Well, so, dude, have you seen furniture sales on Black Friday?
Yes.
Regardless, aside from a sale, we're talking, these stores are here 365.
Yeah.
Why the fuck are there so many?
And how do they stay in business? Again, money laundering, Fred, for the mob. For the mafia? It makes total fucking sense if you think about it.
Well, I mean, it could be a money laundering scheme for hedge funds, bro.
Right, but how much money do you need to put into a mattress store? Enough to buy the mattresses to have the stock on hand. A
couple $1,000.
Cool. How often do you walk into a mattress store? How often do you see a mattress store that with their parking lot packed?
We got a Sleep Number store where there was a gas station by Buffalo Wild Wings, and I've never seen a single fucking car there.
I have. But that's only because I wanted to go there.
Yeah. But that's a really selective type of mattress.
Right. But most...
These mattress firms just sell fucking mattresses.
It's not like they're selling fucking...
That's sketch.
Different types of food.
No.
Dude,
I don't know. I've always wanted to go into... I've never done, my due diligence on it, but I've always just been like, here's raw facts. Why the fuck are there 17 within half a mile radius?
You don't need that many.
What if there's a million people in the half a mile radius because of tall housing and, like apartment building shit? But you really physically need that many brick and mortars?
But that's the whole thing is, how many people are going to be regularly buying mattresses that you're staying that much in business.
Dude, if you're in a dense... Okay, look at the center of New York.
Okay.
What, isn't there like 20 million people in New York, New York?
8.9 million.
8.9? What the fuck do you know that offhand?
I looked it up yesterday.
But seriously, 8.9 million. Aside, there's 9 million people in a densely populated... You'd have to have more than one little store.
Oh, for sure. And I guess so, the amount of people being born all the time.
Exactly. So I'm kind of defending the fact, but now 17 and a half mile radius seems like a lot, but what if, okay, let's do the math here, Corey.
Okay.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
What if they figure one retail location can service 42,000 people?
Okay.
There's 9 million people in one area. Don't you need 17 fucking retail locations to service those people so you can take care of the total population? We're not talking about a Walmart. I mean, dude, we're in a town with 150,000 people and we have 3 Walmarts.
Yeah, we have 2 Walmarts.
Well, fused into us. Regardless, I'm not trying to defend this because I think there's something fucked up here. But I'm also being real. What if each retail location is serviceable by 50,000 people?
So I'm reading something right now that basically,
or it's a tax thing. You have to have this many fucking retail locations open.
There are 14,000 Starbucks.
In the U.S.?
In the U.S.
That seems like a low number to me.
10,000 mattress stores.
Yeah, people get coffee every day, though.
Exactly. You don't get a mattress every day.
No.
Even that person, because I'm reading this whole interview between it, it's like, I don't even know how old my mattress is, if I'm being honest, and I've already gotten 3 coffees today.
I've bought 2 mattresses since Asia and I got together 12 years ago.
I guess the other question is what is the inventory per store looking like?
And that too.
I don't really know how many.
The only explanation that makes sense to me is, obviously, this is in a super, super densely populated area, and you simply can't have one or two brick-and-mortar locations to service 9 million people.
Interesting. So I'm reading through this, and it does say they're selling $1,000, $2,000 mattresses. So if they get to that $1 million, $1.5 million with basically 100 mattresses a month.
No, fuck that. What's the what's the average household, the median household income in this area where these 17 are? I'm sorry, but I don't believe those people are buying $2,000 mattresses.
Probably not.
Fuck no, they're not, bro. Yeah, I'm not wealthy or rich, but I bought a fucking $500 mattress from Big Lots. Median
income household?
In Chicago.
$58,000.
That's not a lot.
No.
Those people aren't buying a $2,000 mattress. Do you think so?
No.
Fuck no. I would buy a
average average annual salary is right around $41,000, it says now.
Let me visit this page, see if it says anything about this.
Why they're still like it.
That just doesn't add up to me. 8,000 mattresses. 10,000 projected by 2018. Fuck, there's probably even more now.
See, and again, like,
a $3,000 mattress might only cost $300 to manufacture, 900% markup.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck me. What? Yeah,
every single one of them is like, if you think about
that's
it.
That's fine, but how the fuck are they selling them?
People go in and buy it. Dude, I bought one.
No shit, but you're defending the fact.
I bought a $700 mattress.
Yeah, I bought a $500 mattress. I'm saying people are buying them, but why are there 17 retail locations unless they just have to service the right amount of people, right? That would be my only...
I mean, if you think about it...
Okay, this is my next theory, is these companies need all this real estate for tax reasons.
But they also probably get cheap places to just store it at.
Duh. Honestly, they're probably... Listen, maybe this is a business thing, and they're like, hey, instead of renting out super expensive warehouses to store all this shit, why don't we just open 14 more retail locations that aren't high traffic, but they're way, way cheaper, and we'll store our excess overhead in those locations as our displays. So it's
a legit business.
So listen, we're saving money on rent. We're writing off money on rent because writing off your payments on rent for a business. And our storage is in our own store.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they have 18 locations, because there's one main fucking hub that sells the shit out of them, and there's trucks coming from the other ones all day.
That sounds plausible.
And they're like double dipping, right?
So, okay, that totally makes sense, because if you think about it, the stores that we go into aren't that big. You see, like, the showroom.
They're small.
And that's
it. So what if financially it makes more sense to rent out 14 different locations in one city than to rent out one 10,000 square foot warehouse for some weird reason? For some tax break reason, it's better to have all these retail locations than it is to rent one warehouse.
So it's not mafia related. It might just be.
No, I don't think my theory is right. But I'm just, laying this out there.
It could be mafia related, or it could be tax related.
It's just my theory does kind of make sense.
Oh yeah.
Mattress boom. I don't fucking believe in that bullshit.
How long will the boom last? Time to wake up. No.
No.
Wake up! It's a mattress store. You know it. I don't know it.
That's fucking.
It is a mattress store, but like maybe it's a friend. Like, how am I to? Again, isn't that how most mafias, like most mobs, work? Is they like start a front and then it just becomes a legitimate business because they just start making enough money from it.
Dude, I don't know.
I don't know either. But
I've read enough. I've watched enough on the mafia because I'm a huge fan.
Yeah. No. I dig it.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to I like that. That mattress firm one's deep. We should do some more investigating on that, though.
It might be. It might be money laundering.
It might be. I honestly kind of doubt it.
Let me call my cousin. I'm pretty sure he's got some ties still.
To what?
Shh.
Your cousin has mafia ties?
We're not going to talk much about it, but probably.
I definitely don't want him on the show. No, fuck
yeah. I haven't talked to him in years. I don't even know if he would still. I don't even know if he still
would talk to you.
Part of all of that.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't involved. I should say that. He wasn't
sure.
Like straight involved.
He wasn't not involved though.
But he would. He could probably say, "Hey, this person, I need some help." Or
yeah.
Hey, sure. Yeah. He.
All right.
Cool. He knew some people.
Cool. Well, Si, thanks for being on the show, dude.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this was fun. I like your insight. We'll definitely have you back on. We're going to start recycling some guests here so we can start talking about new stuff.
Maybe we need some penises.
We need to have our first two-guest session on, too. I'm excited for that.
Ooh, a two-guester.
Get two fucking brains in here talking about some shit.
We'll ask them questions about the
apocalypse. That one's going to have to be longer than an hour. I already know, though, because having four people talk will take some more time.
I'm gonna start telling them you need to simmer down.
And I kind of want to get more into JFK though too, but we'll wait for Si's next episode for that.
All right.
I want to actually do some notes.
Yeah, I was thinking about
get that. Some more. I want all of us to get some more not hard evidence, but
I will
get some more info.
I will go
and then we can all come here and present. We'll come up with a consensus and go, fuck, man, me motherfucker was, you know.
I'll go to FBI.gov and start looking at declassified files, which you can do, guys. Fun tip. You can totally do.
Well, let's make our first actual podcast where we are researching it on JFK.
And we can pull up FBI.gov and read some declassified files.
Si's gonna fucking do some research too, and then we'll have him back on in a couple episodes.
You know, we'll have him on later. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Come back to the table with some real info.
That'd be sweet.
Hard.
Sweet. All right, guys. This was episode 14. If you're interested in beard care products, make sure to check out my website, beardmountain.com. Until then, we will see you in the next one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ciao.
Fucking mouse.
Oh, it's still recording.
I hit stop.